I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. It often amazes us whom God chooses to be a part of an extraordinary event. If you were doing the choosing, who would you choose to participate in great and marvelous things? Whom would you choose to make decisions of life and death? Whom would you choose to determine the direction of your business or the direction of your relationships? Who would you choose to play key roles in direction and destination issues for your company, for your city, or your country? If it were up to you, who would you choose to be the key player in God's plan of salvation when in the fullness of time, God sent his only begotten Son? In Luke's gospel, we find that there were two women chosen to be key players: Mary, destined to be the earthly mother of Jesus, and Elizabeth, the mother of John, called the Baptist. Two boys, two sons, born in the fullness of time. One birth was to a woman whose biological equipment had naturally deteriorated over time. The other birth was to a woman whose hymen was intact, as she had not engaged in activity that would disrupt her virginity. One baby was born to a woman in a covenant relationship, and the other woman betrothed. She was a woman of appropriate age, but not in an appropriate relationship. One was born to a woman who had prayed and given up hope, and the other was born to a woman who had not prayed a pregnant prayer. One child was miraculously given to a woman with a mature track record, and the other was given to a woman with no distinguishing characteristics on her resume. One woman bore the marks that time leaves on the folds of the skin, while the other woman was emerging out of adolescence. One woman was too old, the other was too young. One woman was in her retiring years, and the other was a rookie. Here you have two women living different lives in different locations, both pregnant with possibilities that converge and change the world forever. They are two unlikely candidates who would never have been picked out of a lineup of those most likely to be used in God's salvation plan. Beloved, be careful thinking somebody is too old or too young, overexperienced or underexperienced, unlikely to succeed. They just might be the ordinary one God chooses to do extraordinary things. Hey, and it just might be you. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.